You are in the sales business.
Entrepreneurs are the most stubborn, passionate, and creative people on earth. But running a business is tough, lonely, and oftentimes thankless. So how do you keep from going nuts while doing everything necessary to grow your company? Today, you were meant to hear this. Brian J. Pombo helps overworked owners and executives break through the frustrations and rekindle their passion. These are the principles, strategies, and tactics you can use to overcome obstacles and rediscover your absolute dream business. Here's Brian.
Hi, I'm Brian Pombo. Welcome back to Brian J. Pombo Live. Today is it's just another very simple concept. This is a principle. It's across the board. It will never change. I could bring up news stories that are happening in today, but today is one of those things that it doesn't matter. You could play this 20 years from now, and it will mean the same thing. And the plain fact of the matter is, if you're in any type of business, which most of the people watching this that are going to get the most out of it are people that are in some form of business. And even when I say business, what I'm really saying is that if you have something that you're attempting to grow, okay, business is a really simple concept in America. You've got something you're selling. You've got something you're providing, a service you're providing in exchange for money. But I don't even care if you have a church you're trying to grow, or if you have a nonprofit you're attempting to grow, or if you have a charity you're just trying to get the word out there about. It's all the same thing, okay? You are in the sales business. And there's been a really bad taste in people's mouth for salesmen. You know, that the old term salesman is a bad word in the United States quite often. And it's because people haven't been trained how to do it properly. And people go out there all focused on themselves and trying to sell themselves and trying to sell their product and trying to get you excited about it, when what they really should be doing is focusing on their customer, on their clientele, and finding if there's a way, if there's a reason that their product or service would be needed by that person. But regardless of that, that's another talk for another time. The plain fact of the matter is, if you want someone to do something they're not currently doing, you're involved in sales. And the reason why I speak to business people more often is because they at least understand that they're attempting to get money in exchange for their products and services. So that's a pretty straightforward exchange. It's something we understand. But do you understand that I don't care if you're even selling it on an e-commerce store and you never have direct contact with people except an email here and there, you're still involved in sales. You're still selling something. You're still involved with someone that wants something, and you hopefully being able to provide it for them or provide something that can lead to their desired outcome. That's what sales is. That's all it is. All it is you exchanging something for something else and helping the person to come to the conclusion that it's a good idea. Plain and simple. Now, a person could do that in a really bad way. A person could do that in a really good way. A person could be providing something that really doesn't achieve the end goal of the person that's purchasing it. But it's still sales, no matter what. If you remove the morality out of it and you just look at it for what it is, if you're doing the right thing, you're still doing sales. And it's important to understand that process. And most of us were not trained, do not have background in sales. I happen to have somewhat of a background in sales. I've experienced enough of it, both in politics, both in one-on-one with people. If you haven't done any one-on-one, no electronics, one-on-one with people, as they say, belly-to-belly, doing sales with people, then there's a big piece of it you might be missing. And it takes a long time for a lot of people to get around to understanding what it's really all about. And this is the reason why you're having issues with your marketing, with your advertising, with the communication back and forth between you and the public. And it's because of the lack of understanding, which is really about people. It's not about sales at all. It's people skills. You lack the people skills that we talked about a couple weeks ago. But that all comes back to a concept of sales. So you can read books on it, but really it involves you getting more involved one-on-one with people. And I want to talk about more about what that takes and what real good sales is going to mean and how that ties in with your marketing. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. And in the meantime, go check out some of the other videos and audios that we have over available at brianjpombo.com. And if you're interested in really finding how to do away with the competition in your business, go check out brianjpombo.com/Amazon for the Amazon Proof Strategy Session. That link is in the description. We'll be back tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and let the magic happen.